day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
It's the 67th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show, July 19th and 20th at the Embassy Suites in Norman. Convention speakers include NCBA's Jennifer Houston, Cattlemen Beef Board Chair Chuck Coffey, and opening session keynoter Congressman Frank Lucas. And this year's trade show will be bigger and better than ever. Registration information available on the website at okcattlemen.org. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Convention and Trade Show, July 19th and 20th in Norman.
Well, around here, John Deere starts with P&K, and we're proud to be Oklahoma's largest John Deere dealer, with 16 locations in Oklahoma and another two in Arkansas. Our tractor lineup is stacked with capacity and versatility. We've got the largest selection, the lowest industry prices, and top-notch service. It's all a part of the P&K experience. We're changing what it means to really own your John Deere tractor. At P&K, you can afford it. So stop by or visit us online at pkequipment.com. You'll find the tractor you need at the price you want.
Well, hog showing a strong day today, posting triple-digit gains. The spread of front month and later months running its course, with all contracts up nearly the same, with hog futures gapping higher. Corn futures today 2¾ cents higher. The Dow Jones 45 points lower. NASDAQ down 3 points. In live cattle today, futures are lower as there is some concern that the cattle on feed report may not be supportive. Weakness so far in the week has dimmed the prospect for a higher cash trade. Futures, though, continuing to correct from an overbought condition and may be turning the trend lower. Cash business still at a standoff and hot weather limiting some of the business. Box beef cutouts today lower, with choice down 49 cents per hundredweight and select down 79 cents per hundredweight, with brisk activity of 137 total loads. Meanwhile, today, feeder cattle futures are putting pressure on the cattle complex, posting triple-digit losses after gapping lower this morning in October and later contracts. August did not gap lower and is actually showing only minor losses. Futures, though, have pushed through price support, but were unable to regain losses and bring contracts back above technical support. The upcoming cattle on feed report having a significant impact on trading this week. Meanwhile, in grains, corn trade was 2 to 3 cents higher, as soybean trade was flat to 2 cents higher, meal flat to a dollar higher, oil 10 to 20 points higher. Finally, in wheat today, trade was narrowly mixed, with early strength fading again as harvest continues on. The Kansas City-Chicago spread too wider this morning. The corn hard red winter wheat spread widening again this morning as well. The warmer weather should allow harvest to progress and move into the home stretch, while Europe makes progress as well. Black Sea continuing to see mixed yields, with Russian estimates moving lower again this week. The dollar is just below 97 on the index, on the heels of weaker action this afternoon.
That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.